Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Whole city's basking in the performance of one Tarek Skubal, who was dazzling in game two of the ALDS. He joins us this morning. Tarek, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You were in the zone. How do you describe that game on Monday?
It was a ton of fun. I mean, the environment was great. Obviously, to come out with a win is what matters, but it was fun. It was fun being on the mound and doing that. That was fun. But obviously, the Carp swing, I mean, that changes everything there. And that was, I mean, what a swing.
How do you handle the expectations, the pressure, the stress of being a Cy Young candidate, the season that you had? Now you come into the postseason and everybody wants to know, can he do it postseason? Now you haven't given up a run in the postseason. How do you handle the expectations to prepare for the next time you're on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, I think expectations, that's a lot of outside noise that, to be honest, doesn't really matter to me. I'm trying to do the same thing every time I pitch, and that's put my team in a position to win. And I'm at my best when I simplify the game and, you know, just worry about throwing strikes, executing pitches, you know, whatever Raj calls, go out there and execute it. That's when I'm at my best. So that's what I'm doing right now.
You mentioned Rogers as your catcher. He's caught every game. What's that relationship like, and how does it develop between pitcher and catcher so that you just trust what he's calling?
Yeah, I think, one, it's a lot of the preparation that he puts in and his ability to just read guys, read swings, understand situations in games, all that kind of stuff. So when you see all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, it's very easy for me to just trust what he's calling. And he calls a really aggressive game, and I like that. You know, we're going right at guys, that's when I'm at my best, and he knows that too, so... he does a great job behind the plate.
You mentioned the atmosphere already of pitching in Cleveland. What came over you with the Cleveland crowd egging each other on?
Yeah, I don't really know what that was. Probably shouldn't have done that, but it was just in the moment, whatever. It happened, but I don't really know what that was, but it happened, so...
We saw on social media your mom hit you with a Tarek Daniel because
both
of some
names.
Language. Oh, no, middle name alert. Did you get a message from mom?
Yeah, she texted me after the game, you know, I love you, whatever. But she was saying the same thing. She's like, you can't do that, you know, on the road. And I'm like, I know, Mom, I know. I don't know what got into me. But, Yeah, that was really funny.
When we loved it, though.
Yeah, we loved it. When was the last time she went full name on you? Tarek Daniel Scoobal.
I haven't heard her call me by my, you know, Tarek Daniel was when I was in trouble growing up, so I haven't gotten that in a while. Probably since, you know, high school was when the last time I was really in trouble with my mom. So, I think that's really funny.
You seem like you wish you hadn't done it, though, but it kind of felt like you were feeding off it. Didn't it help you? I don't, at least from afar, it looked like that helped you amp up a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's, I guess I wish I would have just kept it within our team, you know, just okay. Within our team and our guys and not really interact with fans, just because it's, you know, it becomes a slippery slope in that aspect of what's going on, and some bad things can happen, you know. Especially, you know, fans are drunk, whatever happens, you know, I should probably just keep that within our team, you know, going forward. But, you know, it was fun. Obviously, I fed off of it, but whatever.
We heard during the broadcast that we knew the special relationship that you have with Matthew Boyd. What was it like facing him in game two? And then we also saw you guys leaving together. What were the what type of conversations do you have with a friend, with an opponent after a game like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously first off, seeing him, pregame, going through our pregame stuff kind of right next to each other, I thought that was really cool. He means a ton to me. The role that he played, you know, for me when I first got to the big leagues was, you know, definitely like a mentor, leader, role for me to help me, you know, get on my feet. And that's something I'll forever be grateful for. I think him and his family are very special people. I think the city of Detroit knows that too. So to be able to, you know, go at it on the biggest stage, I think was pretty special. But then post-game, you know, we were talking about the game and, you know, how much fun it was to go and compete in that environment. And, you know, I thought he looked great too. So, you know, you tell guys that, you know, just we're playing each other, but we're also humans. That was just kind of just like genuine conversation. I asked him how his family was doing and when they're going to get to Detroit and stuff like that. And, he's a really good dude. That was a ton of fun.
Talking to Tiger pitcher Tarek Skubal, A.J. Hinch had mentioned Matthew Boyd and how everybody, you know, really respects Boyd. When we talk to A.J., he doesn't like to take too much credit for what's going on with this baseball team. He doesn't want the spotlight. But could you spotlight just what you've seen, not only with the moves, but the leadership and how, you know, the role he's played in getting you guys where you are right now?
Yeah, I think he definitely deserves a ton of credit. The role that he's played, you know, obviously being the manager, but just the impact he's had on our guys, you know, there's no panic from him. And I think that feeds, you know, that trickles down right into our guys to where, you know, we're young, but guys come up and they just play with confidence and play with, emotion, whatever gets them going. And they're just allowed to play freely. And I think that's, you know, a credit to him. And then obviously all the stuff that he's doing with, you know, the bullpen matchups, all that pitching stuff, I think he definitely deserves a ton of credit. I mean, obviously the guy's got to go out there and perform, but, you know, he's doing a ton of research and homework and getting guys in positions for them to go out there and have success. And, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. I think everyone in the clubhouse, you know, we all trust him and, believe in him and every move that he makes, you know, pinch hitting, all that stuff. Everyone plays, you know, every single day. So everyone's pretty dialed in and we all trust in the process and what he's doing. So, you know, as much as he probably doesn't want the credit, I think he deserves a ton of it.
I know you won't be on the mound today and it would be short rest for you to be on the mound tomorrow. What do you think the experience, the environment will be like at Comerica today?
I'm really excited. You know, I've always heard ever since I got in the big leagues in 2020 and 21 that playoff baseball in Detroit's the best in the big leagues. So, we were able to do that and bring a playoff game back home. So I'm excited to get to the yard and experience that. You know, I wish somehow I lined up that I was, you know, starting one of these games just because that environment would be pretty special to throw in front of. But, I'm excited. I'm excited to get to the yard today.
John brought up short rest, not a consideration right now. Kind of a delicate question. The longer you guys play, how open or comfortable are you pitching on shorter rest deeper in the postseason? Knowing, you know, you want to make sure you pitch your best, but is that a conversation that you have had or are open to?
Yeah, I haven't had any conversations with, you know, with AJ or, you know, Fed or anything like that. I'm open to whenever they want me to throw, I'll throw. You know, I want to win just as bad as anybody, so that'll probably be how that conversation goes. But yeah, I mean, I love playing the game. You know, short rest does kind of diminish, you know, maybe stuff and stuff like that. But you know, I'm ready to go out there and compete, you know, on any given day. But yeah, I haven't had any of those conversations yet.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We saw a fiery Skubal against Tampa Bay, and that one was at home. It was the end of the regular season, but you guys were, you know,
meaningful
pushing,
games.
Yeah, meaningful games, pushing for a playoff spot. And then you obviously had the game, you know, yesterday, and you were feeding off both crowds. Which do you feed off of more, when you're in a hostile environment or when you see the crowd at Comerica going bonkers?
Yeah, I mean, I want to throw at home. I'm always throwing in front of your home fans is a ton of fun. And yeah, I mean, they're different. You know, throwing in front of a hostile environment is fun in its own right, you know. But I think nothing beats throwing at home in front of your own fans. I think the support that they give you, I think you feed off that even more, you know, because they want you to do well. You want to do well, whereas in a hostile environment, they're hoping you fail, but you're trying, you know, you're trying to go out there and have success. But I'd much rather throw in front of our home fans. I think it's a ton of fun. And credit to Cleveland, you know, to our fans too. There's a ton of Tiger fans in Cleveland, so that was obviously fun. You know, there's some Let's Go Tigers chants, and post-game there's a big group of fans, you know, above our dugout. I think that was awesome too. But, yeah, I'd much rather throw in front of our home fans.
I saw you doing some of the media after the game. You were wearing that gritty T-shirt, the one that's got the graph that showed maybe the playoff probability spiking at the very end with the word gritty. It's a word the Lions have used too. How connected is this city? I know Dan Campbell was on with us earlier today. He's talked about, you know, rooting for you guys, just the way that you guys have been able to ignite the city. Do you feel like it's connected right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it started with the Lions, right? I mean, what they did last year was a ton of fun, and you saw the fans kind of, you know, like buy into the Lions and everything that, you know, Dan Campbell's doing over there, and then, you know, trickles down to us, and we're playing, you know, and then the Red Wings kind of, I mean, they made a playoff push, and they won their last game, but they got a little unlucky with another team winning and not getting into the playoffs. So you see what they're doing and the momentum that they have. And then, you know, we're just kind of feeding off that too, you know, with our organization and our team. You know, I think Detroit's a great sports town. And if you provide, you know, winners, they're going to come and support and get loud and create great environments for you to play in. So, yeah, I think it is connected in that aspect. And, you know, every organization right now is trying and doing whatever they can to win. And I think it makes for a fun sports town and fun for fans that are fans of all, you know, sports in Detroit.
I'm curious, because you mentioned Chris Fetter just a minute ago, and there are guys that have pitched in the minor leagues, and then they come up to the Tigers and have pitched better. We've had pitchers come in free agency, and they pitch better here. I'm curious, I don't even know if you could put your finger on it, but what is it that Chris Vetter and the pitching coaches have been able to do? What's the secret sauce or the relationship between the coaches and the pitching staff to be able to pull so many better performances out of the staff?
Yeah, I'll probably keep the secrets to secrets with, you know, Fett and Lund and Juan Nieves. But I will say this, they deserve a ton of credit. The pitching department that we have here is very dialed in on everything. So I think they create a great environment for guys to come in and get better, you know, each and every day. It's pretty simple, the stuff that they're kind of asking of us. And it's just about us going out and doing it. You know, but scouting report stuff, preparation, you know, all the pitch design, whatever you want to do. I mean, mechanics, all that stuff, they're extremely dialed in on all that. So they deserve a ton of credit and what's going on with, you know, with guys that are coming up. But also I think the guys deserve a ton of credit too, you know, to come up here and pitch in the big leagues for the first time and to have those nerves and not really show them and just go out there and compete and try and execute pitches. I think that's a credit to the players too, but I do think that our pitching department deserves a ton of love just because they're really good at their job.
So it's not voodoo or pixie dust or magic. Terry, good stuff. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, it's Tarik Skubal, Tigers pitcher. Tiger playoff game today. It's 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.